Recording the show. Yeah.
Oh, we're on. Sorry, I was looking at my phone.
I know. We kind of have opposite colors here. I got a black hat and you got a black shirt and then you got a white hat and I got a, is that you? I'm going to do a thumb. Mine's a thumb. Mine's a thumb.
You need to get your pinky. That's what you need, a pencil. You need a number two. It's long and skinny.
Oh, damn it. I can't do it.
So small hands. Look at that little thing.
Right. It's not long, but it sure is skinny.
All right. Let's move on, for God's sake. What were you saying? What is that?
That's that turd that's right in here.
We have some plastic poop in the studio.
People have seen that. People have been in the studio and like, is that?
Clients come into the studio like, eh.
What else do I
got? Do you have an animal in the studio?
Got my Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. Lucky it's not in a Broncos jersey.
Got my Judge Dredd.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to Sam, right?
Yeah. Yep. Thanks to Sam. This was hanging on the microphone stand.
Dude, I love that. What is that from? The kids say hanging off a bed or something.
It's the bed. Like there's a bunk bed that he's like hanging on to.
Getting closer to the camera so you can see his face.
Look at his face.
His face is.
I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
We've all been there, dude. We've all been there.
What else do I got? I got a little lobster.
Yeah.
I
was in that situation hanging off.
The Tamagotchi
is still alive, dude. You forgot to feed it this morning.
What are you doing?
We're doing a podcast. You can't just sit here.
What the fuck is a podcast? How come this thing's not focusing anymore?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering, too. Yeah, you look blurry. Yeah, that sucks.
Macho Man.
Macho Man. You got a macho bobblehead.
Okay, let's see. Is it gonna stay fuzzy like this, or is it gonna?
Is there a thing on the? There you go. Move away. Oh, that sucks.
Why would it do that?
Well, focus when you. It's not dirty, you moron. Hey, is there a twisty thing? Is there a focus on the?
No, there's no twisty thing. How do I? Here, what if I stop cam, and start cam? Stop cam.
No, I'm by myself. Cam.
Stop cam.
I know it didn't work. Stop.
What? Hold on. No. That, what the hell happened with this thing, man?
Camera sucks.
This is it. What if I do cam and mic? Is that going to do it? Camera. Okay.
No, maybe that's just what you look like. Maybe you're just a blurry human being.
It's starting to hurt my eyes, man.
You're a blurry human.
Should we just do it now? Is this our podcast? It's like someone
this is like PlayStation 1 compared to PlayStation 4.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. Brock's PS1. I'm PS4. No, I'm PS5, dude. This is nice. Look at me. High def.
This is terrible. Okay. All right. We'll just leave it. That's fine. Not like this is anybody's coming in to tune in to see my face. Ow! Okay, let's do a quick fact and opinion, and we'll get out of here. You. I hit my foot. Your ball, it struck my foot.
Frankenstein. Yeah, Frankenstein's bad foot.
Okay, it is podcast time, the after show podcast. I forgot what we were fucking doing. Fact and opinion, let's
there
do
you
it.
Go.
Let's do about 700 grapes go into one bottle of wine. That's roughly 2.6 pounds. If you're wondering how much fruit you get when you uncork your favorite red or white or whatever.
How many grapes you get, like one of those plastic packages, you know, you get from the grocery store? How many grapes do you think are in there?
Maybe like 100? Like 100 grapes?
It's a lot of grapes, man, for one bottle of wine. I know you women are drinking that wine out there. You're pounding the wine.
Sucking down those grapes. Maybe that's why it's so expensive, because it's so many grapes. It looks like who's ever looking at me drank a bunch of wine and now they're just all blurry and they're like, oh, I can't see what the fuck's going on, man.
Hey, are you a big wine drinker? Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah. Do you ever drink wine?
Not really. When like the wife has it and we're, you know, having like a nice dinner or something, I'll have it, but I don't go out and buy wine. No, I don't seek it out. Is it grape stomping? Is that a thing? Yeah, that's a thing, right?
Yeah, you can do that. Like, honestly, that's how they do it. They did it back in the olden times. If someone gave me a bottle of wine, I'd be like, oh, yeah, this was made by people stomping. I'd be like, I don't want to fucking drink that. Get out of here.
Your feet were all over.
They were walking through the fields picking grapes, and then they stepped all over these grapes. I'm all right. I'm okay.
Yeah. Do you have one? Do you have any wine that was in like a press? You know?
Yeah.
Like
I don't
mechanical need a clean press.
I don't need a toenail in my Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc. Okay. Get out of here, man.
Fan of feet, dude.
I went through a pretty big wine phase when I first moved down to Springfield and before I first courted my wife. So imagine Brock, a young man in his
bags of wine, not early bottles, 20s. Bags of wine.
No, I used to buy bottles of wine. I'd buy bottles of Yellowtail because Yellowtail at that time was like $3.50 a bottle.
It was cheap.
And I would buy two bottles and I would sit in my studio apartment on my futon,
futon.
I'm drunk right now. Apparently I'd sit on my futon in my studio apartment, smoking next on my bed, just sitting there smoking cigarettes, drinking right out of the bottle, man. Yeah. I was fucking mess, dude.
That's fucking sad, dude. I was going to say, I don't know if anybody's told you, but that's sad, dude.
Bringing over all these women, just random whores out there. And I could see it
with your shirt off, with your head kind of drooped down in between your legs, sitting on a futon. That's the only piece of furniture in the room, by the way.
Yeah. No, not true. I had a TV stand. Okay. I did have dish. I remember Kiki will never forget the first time she stayed over at my place and she showered. I was using dish soap. As because I ran out of body wash, I was using dish soap
to wash your body with.
Mess, John, dish soap. Hey, if they can use it in commercials to clean animals, all right. If you can clean cute little ducklings, it can clean me. All right, it
cleans everything, cleans anything. Yeah. That's the problem.
So, but yeah, no, I did that for a long time. I would just because it was cheap. You know, it was you could get two bottles of wine.
We used to just pass around the Frenzia, the bag of wine.
Yeah, the bag of wine, yes, slap the bag.
Just take it out of the old cardboard, you know, box and pass that bad boy around.
Chug that. Yeah, I've said this before. It's no secret. Wine snobs are fucking ridiculous. I hate when people are like, oh, no, you need to try this wine or
drink your wine.
Wine is fucking wine, okay? Now, yes, there's different styles of wine. You can have sweeter wine. You can have drier wine. But if you're going to tell me that a bottle of wine is worth $500 because
I love it when the waiter comes over and he's like carriaging it like a baby. You know, like this thing is like so. Like, dude, just give me the damn bottle, you know?
Actually, it's liquid.
It's going to go in the stomach.
I remember reading a story and they did this and I wish I could have been there to see the look on the people's faces. These wine stuff. They took like all these wine people and they gave them cheap wine and they told them it was a fancy wine. And they're like, oh yeah, this is fantastic. This is wonderful. Oh, I can taste it. And they're like, oh yeah, by the way, that was $2 Chuck. You're a fucking idiot. That's what it was.
Right. Yeah. We just called you out. Dude, I love that. You know, it's a whole culture around it. You know, when I was working at a restaurant way back, dude, it was a fancier restaurant. So we had to learn how to, you know, twist the bottle. You had to carry it a certain way. You had to open it a certain way. You had to call it a certain thing. And it's just after like we had like a full day class of this stuff, dude.
Yeah.
And like at the end of it, I'm like, dude, this is so ridiculous. Just let me pour you a bottle of wine. Drink it. And enjoy it. You know.
I'm gonna pee in the wine glass. That's what
you got to. Yeah, you got to turn it as you're pouring. Like for what, dude?
For what? For looks. You know why? It's because wine people are so boring. When wine becomes your identity, that you gotta make up shit to make it seem interesting. You know what I mean? Oh, so your thing is wine. That's so you're an alcoholic, and then by saying you're a wine, you're a wine connoisseur, you're justifying the fact that you drink way too much. Okay, fine.
Quit trying to fancy up your problem, your addiction. Right.
We're trying to church it up, you wino, you fucking bum. Anyway. All right, that's a lot of grapes and a lot of wine, and I'm out of focus. I'm starting to get a headache looking at it. So let's get out of here. It's all because of this guy. We got to blame this fucking kid right there.
There you go. He's in focus.
I should have just left him. Maybe if I slowly bring it back, will it focus me?
No, it's getting happening. No, that kid is doing what our podcast just did. Hanging on, man.
Hanging on. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the Plan B Morning Show After Show podcast. Appreciate it. So I'm going to get out of here. This is like, God.
Good Lord. Would you just hit the button?
I'm trying to get a good screen grab. This is going to be the screen.
Hit the end button. All right, you can choose the screen grab.
We'll see you next time with Brock and Hunter. The podcast.